Hello, and welcome Into the Light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program marks Into the Light's fourth anniversary on the air. To celebrate the occasion, I'm going to play orchestral music, as I did on that first broadcast 4 years ago. I've chosen two large works by mid-20th century composers, neither of whose music has been on the show before. They are Helen Taylor and Elizabeth Bell. Helen Taylor was a gifted but little-known American composer, born in 1915, whose life was tragically cut short in 1950 when she died in an automobile accident at the age of 34. A cow wandered onto the road in front of the car in which she was a passenger, and she was killed on impact, leaving behind a husband, a young son, and some fine music. Helen Taylor was born in Salt Lake City, one of six children in a devout Mormon family. As a child, she loved dance as well as music and was an especially gifted accompanist and improviser. She later worked for Martha Graham as a rehearsal pianist, improvising music to Graham's visions. Taylor graduated from the University of Utah and received a master's from Columbia Teachers College. She then received a fellowship from the Juilliard School. While there, she met a fellow Salt Lake City native, Grant Johannesson, who was destined to become a well-known and highly respected pianist. They fell in love and married. It is not commonly known, but Grant Johannesson was also a promising composer when he was a student. He had been accepted into Paul Hindemith's composition class at Yale and was tempted to go in that direction. Helen was a fine pianist as well as a composer, so they both had life decisions to make when they married. It was ultimately decided that Helen would be a composer and Grant the pianist. Helen, however, was expecting their first child, and so, while her career was put on hold, Grant's continued to develop, and because he was frequently traveling, she returned to Salt Lake City and lived with her family. There she became involved in the city's musical life, teaching, performing, and accompanying, and composing. Then came the auto accident. The symphony we'll hear was completed 1 month before her death. The score lay unperformed in her desk for 50 years. Finally, in 2001, it was recorded and released as a CD. Grant Johannesson produced it. Here is what he says about the project. There is nothing like music to summon a remembrance of life past. In my own case, reliving the music of Helen Taylor has been a painful but also a thrilling event. And a first hearing of her symphony has reawakened me and opened that door which so cruelly and abruptly closed for us in 1950. He goes on to say that Helen immersed herself in the climate of the American School of Composers, which included Copland, Harris, Piston, Thompson, and the early Carter. And he says that she incorporated Ute Indian chants, cowboy songs, and Mormon hymns into her music. There are Creole rhythms in her symphony. Johannesson also brings up the fact that although there were a few women composers around, notably Mrs. H.H.A. Beach and Helen's near contemporary Ruth Crawford, whom she admired very much, there was scant encouragement 50 years ago for a woman to pursue a composing career. Now, let's hear the three-movement symphony of Helen Taylor. I can certainly hear that American school sound in her writing, and I hope you'll agree that this is a fine addition to the repertoire of mid-20th century American music. Ralph Laycock conducts the L.A. East Studio Orchestra.